and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme this week, we're looking at the Burren Nature Sanctuary with their co-founder and creative director, Mary Birmingham. We'll be looking at all the conservation and also rewilding work that they're doing there in Kinvara. If you want to get involved with Ours to Protect, please do drop us an email at irstoprotect@goibayfm.ie. Go on to irstoprotect.ie for all the info on this initiative by the IBI and Commissioner Naman and also the local radio station sector. You can get involved in the programme by doing the ecological footprint calculator to find out what carbon emissions you're producing, and you can also take a quick survey for us. Stay tuned to this episode of Ours to Protect. A very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. Well, earlier this week, I went out to the Burren Nature Sanctuary and I met their co-founder and creative director, Mary Birmingham. And she told me about the efforts that they're doing in the area there around Kinvara in regards to conservation and rewilding.
We were a small Sutcliffe farm. And 10 years ago, we opened the Burren Nature Sanctuary and we really gave the farm over completely to nature. There's 50 acres, but there's little habitats. There's a mosaic of habitats here that shows shattered limestone pavement. There's a very unique turlock that disappears every day, the disappearing lake. We have a conservation meadow and we have a big rewilded area as well. So it's a little island of hope, always organic, certified for 30 years. And we've been walking around today. And I mean, what did we see as we walked around? Birds, butterflies, a variety of plants, orchids, devil's bit, scabious, and obviously we have some farm pets you can interact with as well, and rescues like Frisky, the feral Burren goat.
Absolutely. I love how everything here is linked to the Burren, though, because we're in the Burren lowlands here, and you show some aspects that are in the highlands of the Burren as well, so it all links back as well.
Yeah, so we have actually the National Collection of Burren Flora here as well. And we're official partners with the Botanic Gardens in Dublin and Glasnevin and with the Plant Sciences Department in Galway. We display the plants and label them up so people can see what is in the Burren area. And if they go up on the high mountains or the high hills, they can maybe recognize something. But it's also to protect what we have. The first seed for the National Native Seed Bank in Glasnevin is a bee orchid seed from the Burren Nature Sanctuary. So there's a little mosaic of habitats. You can nearly see everything that's in the Burren. We don't have coastal, we're a kilometer from the sea, but we have wetland, we have meadow, we have shattered limestone pavement, we have a boreen, we have hedgerows, we have woodland. Mm. So it's a great little mini experience of the Burren.
And in terms of biodiversity, you can really see the value of what's around us here. It's really a little snippet of paradise and a hark back to the past. And it's nature has been let do its course. And when it is, it can bounce back and it can thrive.
It really can. But we have to keep these little islands. I mean, we looked over the wall to the farmers surrounding us that are doing a great job with their conventional farms. But what we're used to seeing is a sea to the horizon of green. And then if you look across the wall, the other side to our conservation meadow, I mean, it's a rainbow. It's a rainbow. So just talking about the meadow, how we, because it can link back. If you want to have wildflowers in your garden, you don't have to go out and buy wildflower seeds. What you need to do is allow your garden to grow. But then in September, with our meadow, we bale the hay at the end of September. So if you have a small garden, you mow off your wildflowers at the end of September when they've seeded. You need to take away those cuttings. So by baling the hay and taking it away, you're reducing the nutrients on the conservation meadow area. And that's what you could do in your own garden as well. We then graze the field. It's 15 acres with some traditional breed cattle, sheep, and some goats until it's really nicely grazed off. And this mimics what you would call reverse transhumance, which is the practice in the Burren where the farmers bring the cattle up the hills in the winter when there's water available and take them down in the summer. And this is one reason the botany is so diverse in the Burren. So we take the animals off the 1st of February and we don't feed them on the fields. They just finish the grass and then we take them away. So there's no supplementary bales or grain onto the field. So we're really reducing the nutrients of that conservation meadow area.
And the benefits of the biodiversity and that have been pushed to the fore here, just talk to us a bit about that. I know you've touched on some of the benefits that we can get from it.
Well, we walked down to the Turlock where we saw meadowsweet, for instance, which is has, I think it's called salicylic acid. I may be wrong of the name there, but anyway, it's the what you make aspirin from. We saw St. John's wort. We saw fragrant orchids. I mean, not only beauty and connection to nature, but the plants that we need to respect are what we would call our common weeds and our scrubland. And we really need to get more of a respect for what people call scrub. So when we opened 10 years ago, a couple of people said, oh, why do you need a sanctuary for bushes? Now, people understand it a little bit more now. But the scrubland, I heard a phrase recently. I was talking to this amazing lady, Isabella Tree, who's a big rewilding person in England. And she said, the scrubland is the mother of the oak. So it's where the trees regenerate what we have in our fields. And going back to the conservation meadow, if you do your garden as mimic what we're doing in the meadow, the plants that are there will come back. So you don't need to plant anything. They're already dormant in the soil. Yeah, so we need to get more respect for what we would call weeds now, but there are native herbs, and also the scrubland, which is really the nursery for our wild birds and our wild animals. That's where they grow and they bring their young. So yes, forests, we need to grow woodland and protect forests, but we need a mosaic of habitats. So at the Burren Nature Sanctuary, we have the wetland area. Around that, we have a lot of scrubland where birds and bats live. We have no chemicals on the land, so there's lots of insects. The swallows feed off the meadow, and the barn owls are in the woodland area, where that's where they nest. But they come into the meadow to feed off the little rodents and things in the field area. So you need the different types of habitats for an ecosystem to survive.
You were talking there about the whole side of rewilding and things like that. I suppose that what you've created here, in essence, is a micro habitat and ecosystem. And you've mentioned there how it will help stuff like we've seen herrings there and we've seen different animals. So the next stage, I suppose, really is to introduce some animals and stuff to live off it and to help make that ecosystem thrive a bit more.
Yes, so the rewilded area was fenced off 20 years ago, and really because one of our suckler cows went missing, and we didn't find her until we smelt her, which, sorry, that's not very nice to think of. But she had got lost in the bushes, and she got her leg down between two rocks and broken her leg. And so we instantly fenced off that 25 acres. Now, having spoken to Isabella Tree about rewilding and the importance of having her herbivores in forested areas, we're now... What we would love to do, if there's any zoologists listening, is to have a project with a zoologist and a botanic, somebody from the plant sciences department maybe, to introduce some herbivores and maybe three pigs and maybe eight goats to start with into the rewilded area to break up some of the scrubland, to get some little openings for plants and see how if we are increasing the biodiversity there, rather than leaving it to become a closed canopy woodland area, which then restricts everything at the lower levels, and eventually the lower levels would be shaded out. So this would be a wonderful project. If there's anybody interested, please email us.
And for people to support conservation rewilding efforts like that, what is the best way to do it? I know yourselves here can do all the support you can get. You're independently run, so that's probably a nice step to pop down here to Kinvara.
Absolutely. Please support us. Every admittance ticket here, you'll have a wonderful day out. That's the thing. We have, you know, animals to visit, and we have playgrounds. We have interpretive sculptures to find. And really our ethos is to bring people here to have a really fun day out and then just be in nature and connect with nature and just get sort of by osmosis, learn about conservation. So rather than preaching at people, just find out what's here. we do need support. If there's anybody out there that can help us in any manner, we'd be really grateful. But coming to visit the Burren Nature Sanctuary or booking an event here, we have a beautiful venue room and we have some accommodation. Check out the website and come for a day out. We'd really appreciate it.
And that's Mary Birmingham, the co-founder and creative director of the Burren Nature Sanctuary and Cafe. Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for on this week's edition of Arts to Protect. Join us next week when we'll be looking at nature walks in the University of Galway. I'm John Morley. Until next Thursday at 11:30, stay safe and have a very good weekend.
Arts to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.